Hey guys, it's me, your girl Maggie, aka Magai. I'm here as always with my talented, funny, and gorgeous co-host Samantha.
Hey.
But, I am also here with the sexiest uncle since Uncle Jesse, Uncle Tony from Tony's Tea Corner. What's up, baby?
Oh my god, that introduction. I'm screaming inside. That was the best introduction I think I've ever gotten.
Ooh. Oh gosh. Well, now the bar is set. We must continue.
I fucking love it. Are we off the cards?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
Are we allowed to fucking curse?
All right. I'm going to be fucking cursing the fuck out of this, okay?
Good. So, for those of you who may not know already, Tony has a successful podcast in which he talks about pop culture, he interviews celebrities, talks about life, and all the hilarity that ensues. So,
yeah, that is me.
First things first, this is Socially Drinking. What are you going to be drinking?
Oh, okay. Well, right now, to my left, I have a glass of Cabernet, my favorite of all time. It's very expensive. It's Woodbridge Cabernet. $10.
So that is your favorite and your drink of choice.
It is. You know why? Because it comes in a big Magnum double bottle, so it lasts me for like maybe 24 hours.
Maggie and I usually, we're the boxed wine connoisseurs, but today we popped a bottle of champagne.
Oh, I like that. Now, which boxed wine? Franzia?
Oh.
No, we're no. A little bit better than Franzia. We like the black box.
Guys, I in college, I could not afford the black box. I would put it on my my house credit card, like, that my dad would give me for emergency. He'd be like, why is there stuff from the liquor store here? I'd be like, it was an emergency. I needed it.
I think that constitutes an emergency for sure.
Me too.
Mm-hmm, 100%.
So, Tony, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So, guys, I'm an Italian from New Jersey, but right outside of Philadelphia. I'm like 25 minutes from Philly. This is where I was born and raised. I'm proud to say I'm in the same state as Teresa Giudice. Yeah. And so I just love pop culture, love everything having to do with TV, movies, music. So I have my own podcast called Tony's Tea Corner, in which I, have some housewives on, have some Broadway people, have some, little celebrity-type people. And you can catch me on, Q102, iHeartRadio, or on Radio Sentinel, SiriusXM, a couple of times. You can catch me there. Or you can just follow me on Instagram at Anthony Hilario. Shameless plug,
So speaking of your podcast, who would you say... You don't have to answer this. Your favorite or most entertaining guest to date has been, and your worst experience.
Oh, okay. This is fun. This is really fun. I would say that this is hard. The most entertaining, guest that I've had on was probably not as entertaining for other people as it was for me, but it was, Peggy Salahian from The Real Housewives of Orange County. She was hit from there from Orange County. Yeah. And so I booked her for like a 25-minute interview, but I didn't know that she had refused to give any press and that I was going to be like her first press interview. So this woman kept me on the phone for 2.5 hours. just venting and talking. I'm like, oh my god, this bitch doesn't even know me. But she just kept going, and I was like, all right, so I'm not going to give up this opportunity to get my name out there. She was saying so much crazy shit. So she was probably the most entertaining, but I would say, maybe my favorite was probably Perez Hilton. Because Perez Hilton was, like, the original cheese filler, the original gossip icon. He was so cool. He was so entertaining.
I love him, but I do miss when he used to be super catty and mean
and
would, like, draw cum stains on people's faces and stuff.
Yes. Yes, me too, but he said he can't do that anymore. I was so shocked. On my show, he was like, yeah, I can't do that anymore. I'm like, why not? Like, it's so crazy. But as far as least favorite guest, that's kind of tough. I was asked this before, and I don't know if I have a least favorite guest. Maybe somebody who afterward, like, they were fine during the interview, but afterward, I, like, never heard from them again. It was a little disappointing.
Yeah.
Was Heather McDonald from Juicy Scoop.
Really?
That doesn't surprise
me.
She has a pretty bad reputation.
Yeah, she's on Chelsea lately. Do you remember her?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. She has a pretty bad reputation in some of the circles that I follow on Facebook.
Oh, really? Elaborate on that for me. I want to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just a lot about her just being a horrible person, being horrible to her fans, scheduling interviews and not showing up, that sort of stuff.
Wow. Interesting. I mean, she was fine during, honestly, she was fine during the interview. She was like standard 45-minute interview. And then afterward, I just never heard from her, and I tried contacting her saying thank you, and just really never heard much. Yeah?
You never know.
Who knows?
Hey, as long as you got Perez on your team, it's all you need.
Oh, that's all that matters.
No.
That's right, pulling in your corner.
Next guest for you is Paris Hilton.
Okay, guys, I tried. I've emailed her probably 600 times. I finally got an email message back from her publicist and was like, please stop emailing. This is not going to come on your show. Oh, my God, whatever.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. It's hard to know where to draw the line between being really persistent and being annoying.
No.
You have to be annoying.
And it's funny because, like, I think to myself, sometimes I get too big for my britches. I'm like, oh, I've had this person on, I've had that person, I've been on this show. I can get anybody that I want. And then something like that happens, and you're like, I'm humbled again. I'm back to square one.
You got to get knocked down a couple pegs once in a while. Otherwise, we'd be assholes.
Agreed.
So that was disappointing for you, but what do you think the meanest thing anyone has said to you is, whether it be on the podcast or in a comment in Instagram or anything like that? Any of your guests being really mean or just any trolls?
I've had some trolls. I've had, you know, it wasn't mean in the traditional sense. It was, because I have such a thick skin. I don't really think a lot of things are mean. I take everything as humor. But I had this one fan. I'm not going to, well, I'll reveal her name because she blocked me. Her name was Judy, as if she's, like, dead now. But she
fucking
her
Judy.
Name is Judy.
She's Judy dead to you.
Yeah. Pull off Judy. No, but I really felt bad because I had, my two friends from high school on for an episode, and they're two, like, white, straight, kind of douchebag frat-type guys. And I guess it was, like, kind of a shock for some of my listeners that I had those kinds of guys on. And we were talking about, you know, Kendall Jenner and her, you know, long list of boyfriends and the Kardashians kind of ruining the careers of NBA players and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a DM from Judy, who was one of my most loyal listeners, and she said something to the effect of, I'm extremely disappointed in you. I cannot believe that you had on two such misogynistic, spoiled, rich, white, young men. You just lost a fan. I guess I'm not in your demographic. Goodbye, Judy.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I know. The meanest thing.
I was really upset.
Right?
I was like, Judy, I couldn't even answer her.
That is pretty sad. The meanest thing anyone
ever
said. Sorry to cut you off. Oh, my God. I posted the most brilliant poem on Socially Drinking.
Okay.
It's a Christmas poem, and I used every Housewives one-liner I could fit into it. And someone told me that I had no talent and to not quit my day job, and it was my aunt. So I blocked her.
You blocked her?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Oh my God, your aunt is being a bitch.
I know.
Family ties, not that strong.
Oh my God. Well, you know what? Was that Sam who said that? That was Sam, right?
Yeah.
Sam, you got to tell your aunt that she's going to lay off the vodka Thanksgiving next year.
I know, right? Ugh.
Or maybe drink a little more vodka.
Yeah, who is she to tell me I have no talent? She's a religion school teacher.
Oof.
Oh my God, but she instilled the fear of God in you, didn't she?
No. Catholic school beat that fear out of me, actually.
Oh my God, sorry.
Okay, so we have kind of a wild question.
Okay.
Do you have a spooky story to tell us? A ghost story? Perhaps you were almost murdered once?
A stalker?
A stalker?
Oh my God, wait, I do have a ghost story.
Oh.
We love those here.
Okay, okay. So it's actually more so that it happened to my mom.
Okay.
But then I'll connect how it happened. It'll make sense in the end. So, basically, my mom, when she was, like, 10 years old, was living in this house in South Philly, and it was storming outside, an old house, you know, creaky and old, and she was laying in bed, and she was about to fall asleep, and she said that she heard the sound of a man's voice, and she could tell that it was, like, not a person in her room. She could tell that it was, like, a man's voice, but coming from, like, inside of her.
Wow.
So the voice said to her, you know, Gina, why are you sleeping with your head on your pillow? Why don't you do something fun tonight and sleep with your head on the foot of your bed?
Huh.
And so she's like, okay. So she said she didn't know what came over her. So she put her head on the foot of her bed, and then all of a sudden her entire ceiling collapsed where her head would have been.
What?
And the bathtub from upstairs fell down onto where her head would have been.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So someone was watching out for her.
Yeah, her guardian angel.
Wow.
Or guardian demon.
If a weird man's voice came inside of me, ooh.
I know, it sounds kind of hot.
Whoa.
But as far as personally for me, I've had, like, a little, like, weird things. I feel like a lot of Italians are, like, very intuitive and have weird shit happen. I'm, like, not a psychic, but sometimes, like, I get, like, psychic energy. And, like, there's one restaurant that we go to, and for some reason, every time I go there, I pick up psychic readings on one of the waitresses that works there. And all the time, I'm like, did you just go through a breakup? I'm like, is your son mad at you? And shit like that. And she's like, you're right. How do you know? And I'm like, I really don't know. I just feel like I'm connected to you in this weird way. So sometimes I'm a little bit psychic with people.
Is it an Italian restaurant?
Yeah, it's an Italian restaurant.
Oh, your roots are giving you powers.
Alive and kicking.
Yeah, they're calling back to me.
Wow, that is wild.
I sometimes see ghosts, but I was thinking of trying to figure out how to open my gift up or whatever the hell the verbiage is for that, to be able to see them all the time, not just selectively. And three different psychics have told me, I know that you can see ghosts and you're struggling with if you should open it up, and don't do it because your world will be hell if you do it. So,
wow.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I really believe in all that.
I do too.
What do you guys think about this? Do you guys think that when we see, like, you know how when, okay, this is going to be so random, but have you seen the movie Bird Box?
Yes.
Okay. So I have this whole theory that's, like, based on in the Bible, like the Book of Revelation. Because in the Book of Revelations, it talks about how, you know, we're going to have to, like, shut our blinds and shut our curtains in our houses, because when the world is ending, we are going to hear the voices of our loved ones and people that we've lost, that it's not really that. Like, it's demons trying to trick us. So I think maybe that's what the person was trying to tell you. Because a lot of times you think, you're like, oh my God, am I hearing my grandpa? Am I connecting with, like, my great-grandma? And but, like, no, it's really a demon, like, trying to get into your life.
Mm-hmm. The weirdest shit, though, is I've never had anyone in my family or anyone close to me die.
Really?
Yeah. So that's why it's bizarre.
So who are these ghosts? What? Give me an example. I want to know a story.
Oh, tell them about the girl in your yard.
So I sage my house all the time, usually once a week, because I'm so freaked out about all this stuff. I let my dog outside, and I was calling him to come back inside, and my backyard is on a golf course. And so my fence, the other side of the fence is the golf course. And so I was just standing there calling for my dog, and I look up, and there's this ghost. She was, I don't even know what era she was from, because she was just wearing a very simple maxi dress, so that could be from literally any time. She was this African-American, beautiful, probably around 25, 30, wearing a maxi dress, very simple. I saw her for a week in a row. She never crossed the fence to come into my yard. She always stayed on the golf course. And I just, in me, I know that her name was Stephanie. 100% her name was Stephanie. And then one day I just told her, like, I stood out like a crazy person and talked to no one in my yard. And I just said, Stephanie, I can't help you. I hope you find peace, but you can't come to me anymore. And I never saw her again.
Wow. Well, you should ask Stephanie to come on Socially Drinking.
That's what one of our friends said, too.
Wow, this is really crazy. I really believe in all that. That's really crazy.
It's so weird.
It was bizarre.
In high school, me and my two friends made a paranormal research group where we went to all of these crazy places and almost got arrested many a times. So I'm on the other end of that. I feel it. And I have seen it, but it's not a daily occurrence for me. And one story that I can think of is I was at my friend's house, who was also in the paranormal research group. Her parents were out of town, and we were downstairs hanging out, making food, whatever. And we hear running upstairs, and there's nobody home. So we go around, we have knives, like kitchen knives, go around, there's nothing there, go back downstairs, hear running again. So we run to the next door neighbors, grab them, and have this guy and his son search the house, there's nothing there, and they say, okay, well, do you want to come stay at our house until your parents get home? No, it's fine. So they leave. And we're hanging out downstairs again, and we hear running harder than before, and the door just slams upstairs. And we were so freaked out. The cops came, there was nothing there. And 2 weeks later, her mom was at a yard sale down the road, and they said, you know, somebody died in your house. And she said, no, I had no idea. And I guess this teenage boy had committed suicide. His dad was really hard on him, this army guy, and so we think that's who it was. But it was very, very eye-opening, I would say.
Wow. I feel like, I don't know if you guys knew this about me, I talk about it sometimes on my show, but I, like, love scary stories. I love, like, horror and paranormal. It, like, makes me feel, like, very, I don't want to use the word aroused. That's an incorrect word. But I feel very excited.
I know what you mean.
So the reason we wanted to bring this up is because we knew you loved it, and something just happened to me last night. Maggie hasn't even heard this story yet.
Okay. So
in the past week, I live in a very safe neighborhood filled with elderly people. It's very quiet. Nothing happens here, really. In the past 2 weeks, my neighbors across the street, their car got stolen in broad daylight. In the, like, middle of the day, they were both home. Just randomly walked out, their car was gone. Got stolen. Yesterday, my neighbor saw on her little Nest Cam video that this guy, who looked kind of creepy, was in front of her garage, in front of her front door. So she called her mom. Her mom went over. By then, he was gone. Whatever. So her mom tells me this last night. And so all this is fresh in my noodle, right? All this scary, weird shit is happening in my neighborhood. And so I'm locking all my doors, being extra safe. I'm laying in bed, and I hear all this rustling. And I didn't know if it was a person trying to break into my home or a ghost or something. So I just said, I'm going to give it 5 minutes. The dog's not freaking out. It's fine. 5 minutes go by. The rustling continues. My dog starts going to all the windows. My cats start going to all the windows. They're very unsettled. But my dog's not barking or growling. So I'm still thinking that things might be okay. I might live. I grab the knife out of my bedside table because I don't believe in guns. So I have a knife. Grab my knife. I'm looking for my mag light, and I realized I left it all the way in the basement because last week I needed a flashlight down there. So I grab my mag light. I put on my ghetto UGG boots. I go downstairs. I'm turning on all the lights as I'm going. I grab my keys, one for an extra weapon and two in case I got too scared I needed to flee the scene. I made my dog go to the basement before me. He goes down. He goes immediately to the basement door that goes out to the outside. So I'm thinking, I've had a couple glasses of wine last night, by the way. I'm thinking, I can do this. I am brave. I am a spy. I can do this. I'm just, in my head, I'm picturing myself as Angelina Jolie Tomb Raider. I flick on the lights to the outdoors. I see nothing. And I go, okay. Deep breaths, deep breaths. I turn on the mag light, put it up to the glass in the door, and look out. I was 100% sure I was going to see a big dude in a ski mask. Out of nowhere, I saw three raccoons.
Oh, my God.
That were just chilling. They popped on over the fence from the golf course. Yeah, had a heart attack.
Best ghost story ever. Oh, my God.
I love it, though. I'm loving it.
But to bring it back to a little bit of a lighter note, we wanted to talk about some pop culture things. But before we do, if you were a housewife, what would your tagline be?
This is hard. I've been asked this, a lot, and I never really have an answer. I always think about, I see some, people make them online, and everybody has, such a clever tagline. I don't know, maybe something as simple as, instead of it's Britney bitch, just, it's Tony bitch, or, something maybe, the tea is hot, and I am too, or something
I was going to suggest,
that's the one. I like that.
Yeah, or I was going
to
say...
I also really like this one that, it has nothing to do with, me or, anything. I just really love the phrase, I've never been jealous. Tell me, what's it like? I really like that.
So I made up one almost a year and a half ago now, and mine was,
okay.
I might look like a bitch because I am one. And then Maggie...
Oh, I love that.
And then Maggie told me I had to stop using that one because it was too old now. My season has passed. I need a new tagline. So
yeah,
I found...
You need one for season two. Yeah.
So the other day, I found a bunch of my old journals from high school, middle school, everything. So I'm reading one. I'm reading an entry to Maggie. And I'm not even lying to you. I wrote verbatim, there's always a movie in my head, and I am the star. And so that's my new tagline.
But she was being serious.
I was being so serious. This is my 16-year-old me just chilling, being angsty, writing journal entries.
You're not wrong. I love that. People who feel that way, you know, there are the people that are going to succeed in life. I go that way all the fucking time. I'm like,
for sure.
This is a movie and I'm starring in it. Do you guys want to know something funny that I do? I don't know if I've ever talked, I forget if I've talked about this on my show, but
yes.
Driving, I pretend like very intensely that I am like, I'll put on, I usually make a playlist. Britney songs, it doesn't matter if they're Taylor songs, like whatever. But I pretend that they're all by me. Like, I need all these songs. And I'm, like, on tour. And, like, I just had, like, this horrible, like, mental breakdown that I haven't performed live in, like, 3 years. And this is, like, my televised show. And I'm coming back to performing it.
I do that, too. And I will go through, like, I will pull over and go through every single song until I find one that fits my situation perfectly, and then I'm like, okay,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
time for my performance to start.
And then sometimes I have to, like, start the song over.
Okay, we were literally just talking about this the other day, because we do the same thing, and I'll also do, like, I'll pick a song, I'll play a movie in my head to come up with a scenario that I, you know, am feeling and just
I'll make that.
A movie from the song.
Every time I hear a song that I'm really into, I imagine the music video that I would create as me, the star.
Yeah.
I'm the singer in the music video. Okay, my brother just texted me to side note a little bit. This is, my brother's 8 years younger than me. He just turned 19. He just said,
okay.
Ha ha. Remember when you were in that commercial for Wings? Embarrassing.
What commercial were you in? Tell me.
A Wingers commercial.
I don't know if
yeah.
Wingers is a Utah thing or not, but it's literally just a wannabe Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wait, what were you doing in the commercial?
Eating and smiling.
Eating wings. Getting all saucy.
Oh my god, yeah. We have Wingers, I think. Let me look it up, actually.
Yeah.
I might be just thinking of Buffalo Wild Wings.
So you could go there, maybe, after you're done here, put on, make a playlist, imagine the commercial.
I can't tell if this is privately owned or not. I don't think so.
I don't know.
We had one at my school, like at Villanova University, we had Wingers.
Yeah, so I was in a Wingers commercial once. I wore a yellow cardigan and bright red lipstick. I did not choose it.
Hot dog.
Oh.
Hot dog.
Now, did you have to audition for this commercial?
I did, yeah.
How many wings did they make you eat?
They didn't make me eat any wings. Fun fact, vegetarian at the time.
Oh.
Oh, my God, and you ate wings.
She's an actor.
Okay, it's so good. I love it.
Oh, let's pop into some pop culture. Do you see what I did there?
Oh, wow.
Oh, I like
that. Oh, Samantha.
We know that you're probably going to talk about this on your podcast, so we don't want to spend too much time on it, but it has to be addressed. Andy's baby shower.
Oh, my God. You know what, guys? I recorded my episode yesterday. I didn't talk too much about it because I kind of have, like, a little bit of an unpopular opinion. I really liked, I laughed at all the videos. And then, after a while, I was like, okay, I'm done with this. Can we stop? Like, I'm done with Lisa Rinna now. And a lot of people, like, I posted about it on Instagram. I got, like, 25 DMs, like, you shut the fuck up, all this stuff. I'm like, all right, so I deleted my post.
Oh, my God.
What do you guys think?
I thought it was wild.
It was wild.
I kind of agree with you. It got to be a bit too much, especially because I felt like every single housewife was posting the same exact video.
Yeah.
So I was like, I've seen Lisa Rinna say, dance on the fucking tables, you motherfucker. He gave you a job, motherfucker. Dance for him.
Oh, yeah.
From every angle.
Every single angle.
Yeah, every single angle. And there's this, I texted Margaret Joseph right after I saw the video of Lisa Rinna, and I just took a screenshot of the video and texted it to her and said, good luck. That's it.
That is amazing. So, my dad hates reality TV, hates The Housewives, everything. He's obsessed with Lisa Rinna. Obsessed with her.
Oh,
he wants my mom. Yeah, he wants my mom to cut her hair like Rinna.
He loves her hair, for some reason.
He loves her hair.
Ooh.
Loves the hair.
Funny. He's into it.
Well, you know, the hair is a company of its own. It's got its own personality, its own zip code.
Yes.
It's an enigma for sure.
It's flipping out in every which way, much like the owner of the hair.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think she was really funny. It was just kind of apparent that, like, she was... the thing I think that annoyed me the most about the baby shower is that I can tell they were all vying for Andy's attention. Like,
yeah.
Who was going to get the most attention? And when it comes down to it, he is their boss. And it's not just, like, a normal job where you're like, okay, well, I can predict I'm going to be at this job for, like, 3 to 4 years, maybe. It's like, you could be at the job for half a season. Like, you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know when you're filming the show if you're going to get demoted to Friends of the Housewives. Like, what's going to happen? So, like, these women are all vying for his attention and his approval all the time. And it felt almost like a worshiping session to me.
Yeah.
100%. I can see that.
I can see that.
But what I wouldn't have given to be a fly on the
oh,
wall.
Oh, my God.
Oh. In the words of Mean Girls, I would have killed my whole family and eaten glass for a year to be a waiter at that ceremony.
Yes.
Well, it's funny because I'm going to be going back on Radio Andy in the next couple of weeks, and I was talking to Amy Phillips about the baby shower when I was at their last, and I was like, are you guys going to film it? And, like, that was just it. Like, they were going to do the Radio Andy thing there. So I think it definitely was premeditated for people to be like, oh, my God, like, where can I find out more about this? And it's, well, like, go listen to Andy's SiriusXM show.
100%. And I feel like there's a time and a place for a radio show, but... with the baby shower and so many drinks flowing and so many, like, dancing on tables, it's a physical commentary almost. So I want to see
yeah.
it. I don't just want to hear random Mod Podge interviews. Does that make sense? But
yeah,
I'll still
no,
listen to it.
There should have been a camera crew. It should have been, like, a special or something. But at the same time, like, I wonder if he was like, well, it's my baby shower, but, like, you can't have a normal baby shower with these fucking housewives there.
No, and then he had a separate baby shower on the East Coast with Sarah Jessica Parker and Kelly Ripa and
yeah.
some other people.
Yeah, I feel like his East Coast one was more like his real friend.
Absolutely. It's like a job interview, a job baby shower, and then a friend baby shower.
Yeah.
Gotta get those gifts.
What did you guys think about, Danielle Scott was not being invited to the baby shower, and then she, like, got herself in.
I was laughing. It was over the course of probably 30 minutes where there was headlines. Danielle Staub flew to L.A., did not get invited. Danielle Staub
yeah.
got invited. So it was like she totally guilt-tripped it. It was amazing.
No, part of me wonders if she was really not invited because here's the inside scoop that I got. Is that Andy had the OG from each franchise invite the current cast members. So, like, Kyle Richards invited Camille, obviously, who's not a full-time housewife, and Teresa. I can't see why she wouldn't invite Danielle unless she was given the memo, like, only invite full-time housewives. Like, I just can't see her not inviting Danielle.
Teresa's
yeah.
about as smart as my hair.
Yeah. She's
which has
man.
Been bleached to shit. So.
I love Teresa.
No, I love her so.
Every interaction.
Yes. I love her so much.
Every interaction I've ever had with her is, like, super pleasant.
I love her, and I love what she's done for the Housewives
mm-hmm.
franchise. Prostitution whore is absolutely my favorite scene of
yes.
any Housewives ever. But I just don't think that, you know, every screw is intact up there. And I think
yeah.
that if someone said, invite the housewives, she was probably like, oh yeah, I know the housewives, I'll invite them. And not, she didn't
yeah.
really give it an extra little thought.
Yeah. Honestly, I was getting confused because she was at dinner with Dina Manzo after, so I was like, wait, was Dina at the baby shower? Like, I was so confused. And then Leanne was there, but DeAndra Simmons was had a party earlier that day with Lizzie Rostek and Gretchen Rossi and Emily Simpson, and I'm like,
what?
Wait, why is she there? And why is she not at Andy's baby shower? DeAndre was in L.A. at that party, but then didn't come to Andy's baby shower.
That's so weird. Mm. After this past season of Dallas, I'm kind of over DeAndre.
Well, I totally agree with you. Oh, my God. I can't do DeAndre anymore. Why can't you do DeAndre anymore?
I feel she's always reaching for a storyline, and she doesn't have anything of her own. And
you're absolutely right. She has nothing of her own.
And she keeps, like, egging people on in situations where it does not make sense. I'm here for someone egging someone on. I want to see a housewife get, like, punched one day.
Yeah, me too.
But when it just has no context, it's just stupid.
No, I totally agree with you. And I love Leanne. I think Leanne is one
love
of the
Leanne.
Most genius. Like, I've got a question for you guys.
Okay.
Who are your, like, top five favorite housewives?
Okay, I'll go first. Rinna, Frankel.
Okay.
Wait, is this top five, like, that I would hang out with or top five that I want to see on screen?
Oh.
Just general tops.
Just general top five, yeah.
Okay. Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
I love... Nene.
Oh,
I have a
God.
Prayer candle dedicated to Nene, actually.
She's here right now.
She's here right
in
now.
In the flesh.
Get the fuck out. I
love her. And then fifth one, who would it be? This is hard.
I know. Erica? No?
Not anymore. You know, I really like Cynthia Bailey.
No longer Erica. What do you have against Erica now? I
want to
know.
No, so I used to love Erica so much, and I still do. She has a special place in my heart. But this past season, she was so boring. She didn't open up at all. And then she was on that psychic show with Tyler Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Or, is that his name? And he said something to the extent of, I can feel that this person is with you and blah, 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 and they died or something. And he told this full story. And she's on camera. She signed up for this. And she goes, yeah, I'll talk to you about it later. And so...
What?
Yeah, she's like, oh, we'll have to talk about that later in private. And so I'm just annoyed with her. Because you're a public figure. You signed up for all this shit. I want to hear about some of your personal life.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't just want
to
hear you complain about someone giving you underwear.
Yeah, she's a freaking... I can't deal with her shit anymore. Like, she used to be one of my favorites, right, when she got on the show. I was like, wow, she's really unique. Like, she's actually got some talent. Like, she has a name for herself already.
Yeah.
And now I just feel like she's so contrived. I agree with all this shit. I agree with you.
Yeah, she's just super premeditated. But I still listen to How Many Fucks about four times a day. So.
Oh, iconic. Amazing.
So I don't... dislike her, but I think that she needs to step it up as a housewife.
Yeah, and maybe she will this season. Who knows?
Maybe. Also, side note, I would die for Kris Jenner to go on The Housewives.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
I know. I don't get why she hasn't yet.
Because she would rule the roost, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that she would fit in well with them. I think especially now that they have Denise Richards. Kyle Richards was really close with Chris, and so was Rinna. Like, she's got to go on.
She should take Vanderpump's place.
Yeah, honestly, I can't even speak because I'm just so frazzled about the whole Lisa Vanderpump thing, but you're absolutely right. If anybody's going to take over her place, they've got to get somebody big.
Yeah, totally.
But the only other thing I wanted to say about Andy's baby shower is that John Mayer was there. And I am pissed, and here is why. Months ago, on this podcast, I said that even though no one else in Hollywood would do John Mayer, he was kind of sequestered to a corner, I said I still would do him. I said I still love the John Mayer, whatever. He goes to Andy's baby shower. Andy, like, fuck you, Andy, for putting John Mayer on the... okay,
single
to fuck list again for single females.
Oh my god. Wait, okay. Here's the thing about John Mayer. I would still do him too.
Totally.
Yeah, why? Were people not saying that they wouldn't anymore?
Yeah, people were hating all over him.
Because he flapped his D all over town? Is that why?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, what did he do?
Flapped his dick all over town, Tony!
He just slept with too many women in too short a period of time, apparently.
Who cares? I wouldn't mind getting an STD from him. Okay.
He's experienced. Exactly.
He's
it's John Mayer.
But also, Samantha told me something that kind of really grossed me out.
It's common knowledge, but Maggie didn't know it.
Your Body is a Wonderland is about Jennifer Aniston? I don't know why it grosses me out. I don't like it.
No, I thought it was about Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Oh my god, the Jens is now,
well,
who knows?
You
now?
Know who, you watched Vanderpump Rules?
Yeah.
She
not
claims that it was about her.
That's not true.
I know.
That
I was like, no, it's not, Gina. It's not about you.
No. Mm-mm. Okay, Tony. So we want to talk about some fashion stuff, but we want to talk about fashion trends or styles that piss us off.
Oh, okay. I'm into this.
So, Samantha, you feel very strongly about this subject, so I'm going to let you go off real fast.
I have so many things to say, fashion trends that just piss me right on off. First of all,
okay, tell me.
Utah fashion sucks. People in Utah...
Okay, I want to know why.
The majority of people in Utah are stuck in 2005. They're still wearing bootcut jeans with the thick stitching, the rhinestones everywhere, Ed Hardy, Affliction. All this stuff is still very much in style and sold in stores here. And it's disgusting. And then...
Now, wait, do you wear it?
No. I would rather die, to be honest with you.
I used to go hard on the... On the Ed Hardy, I was like...
Yeah, in 2005, probably.
Yes. Wait, you're telling me there's still people walking around in Ed Hardy?
Yes.
For real. For real, for real.
If I could give you my phone so you could swipe through my Tinder, you would see how crazy it is.
Oh, no, it's worse. There's guys wearing the Ed Hardy. I was trying to tell you a cute look when the girls just, like, wore, like, a hat or a little t-shirt.
No.
The guys are wearing it for real?
It's the dudes.
Yeah. The dudes, and then a lot of people, guys and girls here, are wearing the bootcut jean with the thick stitching and the rhinestones. Yeah, everyone, that's a common scene here.
I will insert here and say, Tony, Utah is actually pretty cool. There are some cool people here. But
oh, I would love to visit. I for some reason, when you guys did mountain time, I'm like picturing you guys like, in this, like, mountain in the cabin, and, like, there's, like, animals walking outside, and you guys have, like, the ganja pipe going.
Oh,
just some pretty
that's,
much.
That's, like, what I'm picturing.
Oh, I love it. Yes, keep picturing that. It's real.
It's exactly real. 100. Nailed it. But then...
Oh, my God, I'm dying.
As you probably are aware, Utah is known for the popular religion, a.k.a. the Mormons. But the Mormons have a very strict dress code in which they have to wear what I like to call Jesus jammies. It's basically long boxers, girls have to wear them too, long boxers and t-shirts under all of their clothes, and all of their clothes have to cover it. So in the summertime, we will see people wearing white t-shirts under halter tops, tank tops, tube tops. They just wear these fucking t-shirts under everything.
You're kidding.
And it looks horrific. It's disgusting.
But it's not even like they try to match the t-shirt to the outfit. It's always like a fucking white t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. Always.
Oh no, I'm cringing.
I know. Tony, what?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing about like fashion, the trend with me. Like I'm not, like, of course those kinds of things piss me off, like the bell bottoms and when people wear just, like, out of style shit, but the hypocritical thing about me is that styles that piss me off, I end up wearing. So, like, when, so like when everybody started wearing, like, so I, the first time I ever saw it was one of the Jenner girls wore, like, a leather jacket over her shoulders.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I was like, oh, my God, you're fucking kidding. That's so dumb. And then I saw Dorit doing it on Beverly Hills. And then Justin Bieber was doing it, and, like, Harry Styles. And I'm like, all right, well, I guess I'm going to fucking do it now. I have to. So then I did it. The camo was pissing me off. Now my entire closet is camo.
That's so
I
true.
I did the, what kind of boots are they? The, what do they call them? The boots that everybody carries?
Like Chelsea boots?
No, I don't even... So there's, like, a name for it. I forget.
Is it a brand?
No, it's just, like, a general name. Like, they tie up, like, a lot.
Oh, the whatever. Combat the boots?
Combat, yeah.
Combat boots!
Yes!
Combat boots. Who am I? And then I was, like, something I'm never going to wear. Because I feel like it went out of style for a while. It was, like, mop of fur. And I was, like, I'm never doing that ever. You know what I wore last week? Mop fur.
Well, that's just life, you know? It's, everything is bad until you do it. And then it's like, well, I'll excuse myself from this.
Well, you know what's funny? Like, what the style is now, and I feel like Kylie Jenner made this in style, is you have to wear an outfit that it looks like it could either be $3 or, like, $3,000.
100%.
That's so true.
Yeah, like last week I was wearing this thing. It was just like a plain black long sleeve shirt, but it had like a white and green line down the sleeve. And then I was wearing pants that were very, very like skinny type joggers, and they also just had like a plain green line going down the sides, and then like little black booty type thing.
Amazing.
And I was looking at myself in the mirror, and I was like, "You look expensive as fuck, and you also look like your outfit is maybe 50 cents."
That is the whole allure of it. No one needs to know or will ever know.
No. If I had a dollar for every person that I saw wearing a plaid button-up on any given day, I wouldn't have to go to work that day. Probably for the
like
next
a
week.
Flannel.
A flannel, yeah. Plaid. Just
yeah, no.
Every
I know. I used to be on the flannel train. I used to. Is that like a Utah thing? Do a lot of people wear that out there?
Oh, I mean, yeah, but I think it's kind of a West Coast thing, because I know, I don't know, and wait, actually probably not, because I was just going to say, and then Valerie's in Boston, but that is not on the West Coast. So, I don't know what it is, it's just a weird man winter thing, I think.
A weird man winter
thing. Yeah, well, you know, I used to be really, really into the flannels. Everybody made fun of me. They're like, oh, Anthony, you and your fucking flannels. And I'd be like, well, that's neat, because it was in style like 2 years ago for the guys.
So in style.
Like, it was very cool. Like a flannel and a vest. And sometimes if I'm feeling like super straight, I'll do it. And, like, you know. But other times it's just like, ugh, like look at these people in their fucking flannels. Isn't it funny how sweatshirts and like crew necks are in, it's like so much in style?
So in style. I'm a hoodie whore, so...
I spend most of my money on Wild Fox crew necks, and so I am always in weird Wild Fox clothes.
Oh my God, I'm dying. Wait, you know what's another trend? AirPods. You gotta get rid of
them. Oh,
AirPods.
What? I'm so confused about it. I don't understand it. Like, are they,
okay.
They were
I
like
was
a meme.
I was sitting at the Sixers game the other day.
Uh-huh.
And the guy next to me was literally full out just wearing AirPods as a fashion choice.
At the game.
Yep, at the game.
Like, bruh, you're not listening to anything. You're at a game.
Wearing them.
You know, all the douchiest people that I know wear AirPods, and that's why I got them for my brother for Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't understand. Here's the thing, though, is I'm so fucking bad at losing things. I can't have two little ear pieces.
Tony, Maggie loses her phone every 10 to 15 minutes.
My coworker is like following me around all the time, like, here's your phone, here's your phone, here's your phone.
Oh my god.
You airhead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, if you're going to be good at anything, you got to be good at losing things. That means that everybody can just, like, get you a new one, or you have to go buy something.
I'm consistent. Yeah. I'm consistent.
The other thing.
I love it.
That happens in Utah all the time. Cargo shorts, but also the pant version of cargo shorts. And also the pant cargo shorts combo, where it's just a little zipper. You zip off half the leg and it turns into a pant or a short.
But then you can throw in the third zip for a capri.
Oh!
No.
Yes, this happens here.
You actually can take off part of your pants to make a capri?
Yes!
I'm done.
With a zipper. And then these people wear them with flip-flops.
Yeah. Tony's getting exhausted just hearing about all of this.
I know. I feel sick thinking about it.
I'm sorry, Tony. Yeah.
Sometimes when I go to work, all I can think of is that is something I would have worn in middle school.
Oh, God.
The transition.
Middle school fashion was the worst. I am appalled at my parents that they spent that much money at Abercrombie and Hollister for a sweatshirt that was basically a kitchen towel.
Oh, my God. I know. And they were branded just like Abercrombie and huge letters on the front. Like, how did we even fucking... Like, what were we thinking? But at the same time, it was so in style.
So in style. Tony, describe your middle school self, and what was he wearing?
Oh, my God. But, okay, so my middle school self, I'll describe him to you, okay?
Okay.
So, my middle school self is a lot different than myself now. I was always in the popular crowd in school, which is, like, you know, I went to a small Catholic school. So there were like 30 people in a class. So it wasn't that hard to be quote unquote popular. So I was always like with like the prettier girls and stuff. And I feel like a lot of the guys were always super nice to me because they knew that I was friends with the pretty girl.
Mm-hmm.
And that if like they were mean to me, then the pretty girls would be mean to them or like not want to talk to them. So I always found myself in this liminal state in between these, like, pretty popular girls and, like, the jock guys. And I was always in between them. Like, why am I, like, in this group? Like, why is it like them? But them guys, I was also a lot like, you know, Ryan and Sharpay?
Yes!
I was Ryan.
That was filmed here, you know.
I did all the musicals. I was a star in all the musicals. I'm telling you, when I was a star in a musical, we had, like, every freaking family member. I'm pretty sure some family members, like, rose up from their graves and see me in these fucking plays. Because my mom was like, you gotta come see Anthony in my fucking play. So, that was me in middle school. I had no fashion sense. I only bought what my mom bought me from Old Navy. And from, I mean, I'm sure she got stuff from, like, nicer places. But, like, you know, she would match my brother and I a lot in clothes. And I just remember the first day that, we were talking about Abercrombie and Fitch. The first time I ever wore something from Abercrombie, I came home from school, and my mom said, I bought you something. And I opened the box, and you know how they spray their clothes with the cologne?
Yeah.
Yes, they sprayed it with this cologne. It smelled like a sweaty eighth grader. I was like, oh my God.
Into
I'm
it.
I'm truly living. And yes. I put on that Abercrombie shirt, and I'm telling you guys, it worked to fucking everything. You look at my pictures, you can't tell what day it fucking was, what event, what season, because no matter what, I was in that fucking Abercrombie shirt.
My first boyfriend in middle school wore Abercrombie and Fitch Fierce, and I was like, this is what heaven smells like. This is true love.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could smell it before you even opened it. You already knew.
You already knew what it was going to be.
Yeah. Well, we will let you go.
Guys, thank you for having me on.
Thank you so much.
You guys the best. And you know what? I'm going to come back on anytime.
Oh, thank you so much. We love you
so much.
And you're welcome on anytime you want. If you're just like, hey, I'm bored, I want to drink and talk shit, let's call the girls.
Yeah, just call us.
Okay.
Seriously.
Yeah. All right. Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
So that was Tony.
Is he not the best, you guys?
He's absolutely the best.
I fucking love Tony. And you guys will too. So please go check out his podcast, Tony's Tea Corner. He was here in spirit at the Socially Drinking Podcast Corner. I mean, he is us and we are him.
And be sure to follow him on Instagram. He already said this earlier in the podcast, but it's Anthony Lario. But it's Anthony spelled like fucking Anthony. And Lario, L-A-R-I-O. So please follow him. We love you. And if you don't know the answer to the question, what would Samantha do? What would Maggie do? What would the drinkers do? DM us. Ask us.
We'll give you all the advice, y'all.
We'll respond.
We'll tell you the truth.
We'll even help you with your Tinder account.
Anything you want.
So, on that note, be sure to follow us at Socially Drinking on Instagram. So it's Socially Drinking on Facebook, Instagram. It's Socially Drink on Twitter. You can follow me, Samantha, at Samantha Kobes. That's K-O-B-S on anything. And Maggie, where can they find you?
You can find me at I Had to Say Hi on Instagram. If y'all are Tumblr kids, find me there. At Fight Kid.
Girls Who Rock.
/ Girls Who Rock. Not the Girls Who Rock part. But don't forget to follow Tony at Tony's Tea Corner, Anthony Lario on Instagram.
100%. He was
such a pleasure.
So much fun.
So much fun. So we'll talk to you next week, per usual. Tell us what's good.
We hope you enjoy.
That was so deep. I hope you enjoy.